We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eddie Coleman's report brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. By Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, the preferred pizza of New York baseball, and by CSEA Local to 830, the great Eddie Coleman. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Joe. How are you? Hello, Evan.
We're wonderful, Ed.
Eddie. And I got to see Eddie this weekend. Eddie got to meet little Jet at City Field.
I saw Jet, I saw Jet, a tired Jet at the time.
He was tired. He had a very eventful day, and I got to give the little man credit, because I knew going in, look, I'm not making nine innings with the guy. I can't do that to a seven-month-old, as much as I don't like leaving early. And little Jet lasted eight innings.
Wow.
Did a very good job.
Very good.
Or seven and a half innings, to be exact. So he did a good job.
Very impressive.
Is Matt Harvey, has this been something that you've heard about building? Like, has this been out there in the Met organization that Harvey's got some showing up problems and all that?
Well, it was a compilation, I think, of things that even did. I know he was warned about this last year, and so it's, you know, a compilation, but, you know, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. But, you know, you can find things throughout his tenure here that, you know, obviously have ticked off the team, you know, when he was rehabbing from Tommy John and wanted to rehab in New York as opposed to Port St. Lucie, you know, where most guys do it, and you know, the missed workout in the playoffs and that, you know, six-man rotation, you know, the dust-up they had with that as well. You know, nobody was happy, but he was very vocal about it. So, I mean, there have been things, but, you know, I would say tardiness has been in his past, yes. I would think that's a problem. And that, I guess, you know, listen, in talking, a lot of the players, you know, at least publicly, would not, you know, come down on him. Jose had some harsh words for him yesterday. But, you know, that's what makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, if you have a headache or you're sick or even if you're hungover, show up. Just come to the park, okay? And, you know, see the doctor, see the trainer or whatever. And, you know, if you're that ill, maybe you can, you know, say, hey, look, I'm pitching tomorrow. Can I go home and rest? Whatever, just come to the park. Not showing up to the park, ridiculous. Absolutely. You have no leverage when you don't show up, period.
You know, Eddie, I get the impression, and I heard what Reyes said, nobody else said anything, but nobody defended him at all in that locker room.
Right.
I get the feeling, and this even goes back to when he was good, okay? Because let's be honest, he's not good anymore. I get the impression that he's not very well liked in that clubhouse. Is that fair to say or not?
You know, honestly, I don't think teammates are ever going to, you know, teammates have favorites, teammates have friends, whatever. You know, he blends in well with his teammates, you know, from what I see. I can't say he's not well liked there, but, you know, do people and teammates feel he has grown up to do? I certainly do. I think Terry Collins does. I think the organization does. And I think there are a lot of people in there who feel the same thing. He's got a lot of talent. It hasn't showed, obviously, in the last couple of starts. He's had a tough time. He raised some eyebrows, I think, in Atlanta with his comments post-game down there after he had given up, six runs in the sixth inning?
Right.
And basically said, well, you know, ball's coming out well and threw away. And listen, you know, he's been at 95. He's even gotten it up to 98 for a couple of strikeouts from time to time. But, you know, he has work to do there. And obviously, you know, I think he knows that, too. But it is time to grow up as well, too. And you know, I think the same could be said for Syndergaard as well. And I think Noah maybe has learned that lesson. I hope so.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will sink in on that, too. But it should have by now. That's the problem. It should have been. It should have already sunk in.
But, see, that's the thing. Like, Noah Syndergaard has had his moments. Remember hearing about the David Wright, Bobby Parnell thing from a few years ago. This incident with Matt Harvey, like, he's not really a kid anymore. You know, Noah Syndergaard is what, 24 years old?
It's 24, still right.
There's no excuse for Matt Harvey in growing up. He should be grown up already, for crying out loud.
I agree. I don't get it. He's a smart guy, okay, but he does a lot of dumb things, and this was another dumb thing that he did. I hope he realizes that. Anyway, I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, when he comes back and talks to us. But you know, I mean, to me, it's this was, you know, a no-brainer, and I certainly don't blame the club at all what they did. I think the most disappointing thing to, you know, his teammates, just from what I could gather, is the fact, you know, this team was playing well. They had won 6 of 8. Now, they hadn't pitched particularly well, but, you know, they had kind of out-hit teams. But they had a chance to get the 500 yesterday and beat a Marlins team that was reeling. And, you know, all of a sudden you have to hand the ball to a kid that, you know, wasn't in the Mets' plans and had an awful time getting there. And, you know, it didn't work out, but that was supposed to be Harvey's game, and he was supposed to go out and maybe get him a sweep and get him to 500. Didn't happen.
You know, and I got the impression, too, the way they played yesterday. I mean, here they were. They've been mashing the ball. They're scoring 8 runs every game. I mean, you know, for 10 games in a row, whatever it is. And then yesterday, right back against a very nondescript pitching, you know, they right back to, oh, well, let's see, what's the over-under? About a 6th inning going to get a hit or not? And I really got the impression that that thing really affected the whole team yesterday. I really do.
Joe, it might have. Terry Collins said that as well. I'm not a big cause and effect guy. I'm just not. But, you know, can you make a case for it? Obviously. Is it a downer? Yeah, I think it obviously is. It certainly is. You know, when you have a kid that, you know, flies cross country and, you know, he spent more hours in the air than he did on the ground. He did. I feel for him.
Can I ask you a question, by the way? You say, why did the kid, explain this to me, Eddie, maybe because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in Albuquerque. Why did he have to fly back to L.A. and then back to New York?
Because you have to get it. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but that's actually the way. No, it does. You have to go further west to get east. No, but you know what happens, Joe? There aren't connections. A lot of what, like, you have to get a red eye in Los Angeles to come at that hour of the night to come east. Basically, in other words, like you could probably fly to Dallas, but you'd be hung. You know, you might have to sleep in the airport at Dallas and then get up in the morning.
I see.
And fly to New York. So if you go west, that's where the red eyes are, in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So you have to go west.
This is ridiculous.
Get a red eye here.
This is ridiculous. You know what? The Mets make millions of dollars. They're
can they have like a private plane?
They should set up, as long as they're going to have a team in Vegas, they should have a private jet for any minor leaguer. They need to bring
up. Las Vegas is not ideal for, you know, ideal. A AAA club for New York. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It is stupid. So when is Matt going to make his next start?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, he can start Tuesday. I kind of doubt that because and he could start Wednesday. But, you know, this is just my feeling, guys. I don't think he should be pitching at Citi Field right
Why?
Now.
Why? Let him
no,
hear
you
it.
Should. No, you should hear from the fans, Ed. Well, that's what he needs.
I think he may hear it from the fans when he gets back there. But if he can go out and pitch well a couple of times on the road, you know, maybe things will temper down a little bit. If they, you know, you put him out there Wednesday, he's definitely going to hear it from the fans. I guarantee you that.
Good, good. That they should put him out there.
It's not going to be good.
Well, but that's what they should do. That they should he should be hearing it from the fans. Because I got to tell you,
I think he'll hear it from the fans whether he's on the mound or not.
Well,
he'll probably certainly hear it.
If he cares, I mean, he may not even care. I mean, after all, you know, Harvey doesn't even give a you know what. So who knows? Yeah.
I don't know, but I can't tell you when they're going to pitch him. I mean, you know, he's still suspended today. You know, would he pitch? I doubt he'd pitch tomorrow. They haven't seen him. He's not going to be at the park today. What? You know, would he pitch? And Wednesday's a day game. So,
and let me just throw this in, too. You know, Tuesday night, you don't want him to miss the Ranger game. You know what I mean? I mean, what I'm saying, Ed? You can't pitch. You got to go. You got to miss the Ranger game. Come on.
Well, I guess. I think the Rangers were playing about 3 o'clock on Saturday, if I remember.
No, that's right.
No, right.
We've already had like 3 people.
We've already been told that maybe that's why he didn't show up.
Yeah, the Ranger conspiracy on Matt Harvey.
Listen, I, again, you know, if he says he was sick, that's fine. But as I said before, just show up.
And also don't play golf. Don't play golf right before. That looks bad, as Sandy would say, bad optics.
Yeah, but that's not great. But, you know, listen, I have nothing against the starting pitcher, you know, 24 hours before he pitches. If he wants to go out and play golf and relax, that's fine. And if you got a headache from that, if that's the story, okay, fine. But show up to work.
I'm going
to
tell you, I've got many headaches from my golf game. So I understand. You know, Eddie, I understand. You know what I mean?
I know where you're coming from. Yeah, I know where you're coming from. Just show up and figure it out from there, and then you can, and decide the best route to go. That's all. That's all you have to do.
It is amazing. I bring this up a lot because it just boggles my mind how Rafael Montero was considered a bigger prospect than Jacob DeGrom. Will the Mets throw Montero to the Wolves one more time, or will it be a Tommy Malone or someone else? Because he's unbelievable. He's really bad to watch. He's one of the worst guys to watch.
He's not a lot of fun. That's for sure. And it's nibbling here, nibbling there. The first inning drove me crazy the other day when he gets the first two outs. I said, okay, maybe he's going to settle in. And then he walks two people.
Of course.
And then you have to get a third out with two on and nibbling away. But they have, to me, they have a couple options. I mean, you could put Harvey there, but I don't think they're going to put him here there the next couple of days. It's just my gut. You could put Montero there. It could be Tommy Malone. I don't know when he's or what they're going to do at this point. They picked him up off waivers. He should be in shape. He was pitching for Milwaukee. I think he only made one start, maybe two. Soft tossing lefty. I don't know. I think he's had his moments, and maybe he'll have a moment for them. You could put him in there. That's possible. They've been looking. I saw his name out there, and I didn't know if they'd be interested simply because he's not a guy that jumps out at you. But he is an
what
arm.
What is the issue with Doug Fister? What's the issue with Doug Fister? I'm very confused.
I know that he was looking for a lot of money.
Back when. That makes sense.
But I think that's come down as well now too. But I don't know where he is as well. Has he been throwing on the side? I guess. But I think you know he hasn't been in an organization, so he's going to have to go someplace and get himself ready. So he wouldn't be immediately ready. But I think his price has come down anyway.
So. Can I say something positive, Ed?
Yes, go ahead, please.
TJ Rivera's been tremendous. He really has.
He has been. He has been great, and. I think that, there was a lot of talk and a lot of buzz about Rosario, obviously with the Cabrera injury. I still think Cabrera may be on the DL. I mean, I think he's banged up. It's good news because there's no torn ligaments,
right.
No broken bones.
It looked
there.
Very bad. It did look bad.
It did, yeah. I thought he had broken his thumb or his wrist.
Yeah, looked that way.
But one thing about Rosario, and I get it, Cabrera's looked really bad defensively at shortstop, and I think what that's done is that when Reyes goes over there, we're like, oh, wow, Reyes is not a good shortstop anymore. Let's just call like it is. He doesn't have the same range. So just because he's better than his Drubal doesn't mean he's a good shortstop. So just based on defense, I think it's time, Eddie. I think they should call up Rosario right now.
I will tell you this, Ev. I think the caveat with Rosario right now is defense, not offense. Okay?
We lose Eddie.
Eddie, you there?
Oh, no.
Am I here?
Oh, there you go. Eddie.
Sorry. Go ahead. His defense. Are there questions about his defense now, Ed?
I think that they feel he's not quite ready defensively. Not that he's far off, because I think he is a very good defensive player, but I think he's had a few problems down there. Now, Las Vegas is not a great place to play shortstop either, but that would be the question more so than his offense at this point, because
he's
just tearing the cover off the ball. But the other thing I was going to say is that, at this point, until Duda comes back, and Duda apparently is a week away at this point. I don't even know where he is at this point as far as the rehab goes. But you can put Jose at shortstop. You have Wilmer and TJ to kind of bounce, between first. Even if Duda came back, you still have that.
Right,
and TJ's bat is very hot right now. And, I think you ride it as long as you can. I know Terry has, so
you know what? When Duda comes back, if that day actually happens, here's the guy who's on notice, Neil Walker. Because TJ Rivera.
I'm with you.
TJ, I'm not anointing the guy. I'm just giving the facts. All the guy has, I've said it a million times, all the guy has ever done is hit 300. Single A, double A, triple A, major leagues, 300. Until he proves that it's a fluke, the guy should simply play every day.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. Well, listen, if they need offense, Terry is going to play the guys who are producing. I think that's the bottom line. So
When is Cespedes coming? Got any word on Cespedes?
Actually, I think he is here today, Joe. They're doing, you know, some things with him today. They're going to check him, obviously, from the rehab. But I think they're also going to go over, you know, maybe a new regimen as well, too, with Cespedes. You know, I think it's smart as well. He's got a different kind of body. He's very, you know, he's obviously very muscled, but he's thick, too. You know, and I think, you know, kind of the stretching and all that kind of stuff, I think you probably have to do it a little bit differently with him because the calf pulls and the hamstring pulls, they keep happening.
Right.
So
right.
I think you've got to look at it a little differently. And I think that's part of the process that they're going to do today is, you know, maybe go over some things that can be a little bit different that can help him a little bit more. Because he does have a different kind of body than a lot of guys. A lot of guys are kind of long and lean.
Right.
He's not that way. You know,
right. No.
He's more compact and he's very, very thick. So, so we'll
he's
see.
He's got the body I wish I had. Ed, let me put it this way. He's got the body I wish I had. How's that?
Probably a lot of people do. Yeah,
all of us. You know what I'm saying, Ed? And I'll live with the hamstring pulls. You know what
I mean? I hear you.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate it.
All the love, Ed.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Eddie C. on the Magic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.